Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
When was the last time your animal made you laugh? If you're like me, it wouldn't have been very long ago. Maybe even right now, you happen to look over at your dog or your cat, or remember what your horse or your donkey did when you were out there this morning, and you smile and chuckle just to think about it. So not only did you laugh at the time that your animal did whatever he or she did, but you also smile or even laugh out loud at the memory. Now here's another question for you. When was the last time you made your animal laugh? You probably have noticed certain facial expressions or body language that you associate with happiness or sense of humor or even laughter. But the reality is that for most of us, the idea of laughing to make our animals happy, to relax them, isn't something we normally think about. Unfortunately, it's pretty easy to define our animals' roles as making us laugh, making us happy. But being happy for the sake of our animals doesn't often cross our minds. Admittedly, most of us might think in terms of making our animals happy when we pick up a special toy for them, or maybe a bone, or a special treat. But the idea that our just being happy in general could have positive benefits on their health and behavior really doesn't cross our minds. Sure, we know all about how their presence makes us feel better and makes us feel happier. And we expect them to do that when we're down, when we're depressed, when we're sad and unhappy. And we expect them to do that whether they're in the mood to do that or not. And if they're not in the mood to do it, sometimes we even feel betrayed. And yet, how often do we think of expressing happiness and playfulness just for the sheer joy of doing it? Not because the animal did anything, but for the sheer joy of being alive. Or we read something, or we see something on a DVD or a video, and we literally laugh out loud. When's the last time you laughed? This time of year with the long nights and shorter days here in the Northern Hemisphere, some people are getting pretty bummed out. And the idea of just laughing, acting like an idiot, singing and dancing in the house for the sheer joy of it, and for the sheer joy of making the animals happy too, it just doesn't cross our minds. In fact, it might be so long since we've even considered doing this that when we first start doing it, our animals look at us like we're nuts. They might even go and hide. Wow, what does that tell you about where we're coming from? But you know what? Happiness communicates a higher state of well-being. It communicates confidence. It's our way of saying to our animals, don't worry. No matter how bad it is out there, I can cope. I can take care of myself and I can take care of you too. And you know, when you're a 10-pound cat, or even when you're a 70 or an 80-pound dog, it's nice to know that the person you live with is capable of doing that. So give your animals the gift of laughter. Oh, it may cost you at first, but once you get used to it, you'll be surprised. You may discover, as I did, that in the process of giving your animals the gift of laughter, you'll feel a lot better too.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.